This transition away from hardware, from the printers, the printer business, into managed print services and solutions, how has that changed things inside the complex that we all pass by on Newtown Pike day to day?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go all the way back 20, 25 years, which is the beginning of the company, we were a manufacturing facility here. That was the typewriter factory, which transitioned into a monolaser printing organization that went on to inkjet printing, including research and development and manufacturing. Now it's much more of a professional site. And so we don't have the manufacturing here. We manufacture globally around the world, either directly or through partners. But what we do have is research and development for both hardware and for software business. We have the professional aspects of the organization, like marketing, the sales leadership, supply chain, and things like that. So we've probably seen a significant shift in terms of the average pay per individual here in the Lexington area over that time period, but very different in terms of the roles that people play.
How has that changed the employee mix or the environment in Lexington?
It's changed it pretty significantly, not necessarily in the last 5-10 years, but prior to that, if you go back further. Again, more headcount probably, but lower in salary per person. Now a higher paid, more professional services.
What types of people do you oversee? What kinds of professionals are we standing in line with at the grocery store and probably not aware of it?
It's a team that I'm extremely proud to go to the market with, if you will. Very diverse in terms of skills and capabilities, very diverse in terms of the types of responsibilities that they've had with Lexmark. So many of our executives have been in multiple different types of roles, so they know this business, they know this industry very, very well.
Are you finding that Lexington is the kind of place that encourages them to stay long and raise their children and perhaps even retire?
I'd say there's a sweet spot for that. Certainly, my wife and I hit it dead on. So when I had the opportunity to come to Lexington, like so many of these professionals, I had young kids that were here. And what a great community to raise a family in. What a great community to have your kids go to school in or grow up in. So, you know, here we are 15 years later, and this is home for my family. This is all my kids have known. And it's just been a fantastic place for them to grow up. Our challenge often is going to get the young, you know, high potential professional to come here. It's not so much the challenge to keep them here, because Lexington has so much to offer. It's such a great community. And we're very focused on that challenge every day, things that we can do to open our arms as a Lexington business community to get more of these professionals in here, because keeping them is a little bit easier.
Do you find that, are there obstacles that you have to overcome to attract them in the first place?
Well, yeah, I would say, you know, we just need to do a better job as a community of marketing ourselves and the strengths that Lexington has to offer. It's not well known. We have to do a lot of that education as a recruiting organization, and we'd love to get more help, more focus on that as a community.